The use of herbicides is widespread, but we don't know the whole story. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, John Seavey, assistant professor of chemistry at Towson University, is looking into what happens to these chemicals after they're applied.
Herbicide runoff into rivers and lakes can diminish the health of these ecosystems and limit our ability to use these water bodies as sources of drinking water. For decades, scientists have been studying the environmental behavior of herbicides, which are classified as active ingredients. Most herbicides are sold as mixtures that also include several inert ingredients. As a society, we have largely overlooked the possible adverse effects of these inert ingredients. From an environmental safety perspective, this research gap is surprising because some inert ingredients are chemically quite similar to the herbicide active ingredients. One such class of inert ingredients is called safeners. Safeners were developed to protect crops from herbicides because most herbicides can damage crops in addition to killing weeds. Safeners function as a sort of chemical inoculation that protects crops, but not weeds, from the damaging effects of herbicides. So despite their classification as inert ingredients, safeners are biologically active. Safeners are used around the world to protect important crops such as corn, wheat, and rice. Despite their widespread use, surprisingly few studies have examined the environmental behavior of safeners. My research team and our collaborators are working to rectify that by conducting experiments to better understand what happens to safeners after they are released into the environment. We have discovered that some safeners can transform under environmentally relevant conditions into substances that are likely to pose greater risks to the environment compared to the original compound. For example, in one case, an inert safener can be converted into an active ingredient after reacting with minerals found in soil. These findings are significant because conventional wisdom assumes that as agrochemicals break down in the environment, the products will be less hazardous than the starting material. Our results challenge this conventional wisdom and suggest that we may need to reconsider how the risks associated with so-called inert agrochemicals are assessed.
That was John Seavey of Towson University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.